that kind of giving of medallions to all the families. Now there is a law here of Pesach Sheni in Baal Yisro. Voyish asher mitoyer v'derach lo hoyo v'chod al asis ha-Pesach v'nichriso ha-nefesh ha-yim ha-meo ki korban ha-dishem lo yikri b'mi yadoi cheto yisro yishau. So there is a machlokes between Rebbe and Reb Nosson and Hanania ben Akav. Tomer Rabbonon, the Psalikim of Medav. Tomer Rabbonon, Chayev Kores al Orishei v'chayev Kores al Ashei. Dibri Rebbe, Reb Nosson Eimeir, Chayev Kores al Orishei u'poter al Ashei. So Rebbe says that there is a Chiyuv Kores for Pesach Rishei. And there is a Chiyuv Kores for Pesach Shei. Reb Nosson says there is a Chiyuv Kores only for the Rishi, but to Potter al Hashem. There is no Chiyuv Kores for Pesach Shei. Reb Hananya ben Akavya Imeir, Afo lo Rishi in a Chiyuv Kores, Elohim came loy, also as Hashem. Reb Hananya ben Akavya said Chiyuv Kores is for the two Averes, for being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Pesach Rishi, plus being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. For that there is a Chiyuv Kores. But for the Bittul Mitzvah Pesach Rishi alone, or for the Bittul Mitzvah of Pesach Sheni alone, there is no Kores. So then the Gemara proceeds and says as follows. We ask the Litamai, the Tanya. In other words, Rebbe and Reb Nosson, they follow their own Shittes. The Tanya, Gershon is Gaya Ben Shnei Psochim, V'chein Kotn Shehidu Ben Shnei Psochim, Chayev Lasis Pesach Sheni, Dibri Rebbe. So Rebbe says that if someone was misguided between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni. And someone became bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, so he is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheni. Dibri Rebbe. Reb Nosson Eimeir, kol shezokuk lirishei, zokuk lishein. Kol shein zokuk lirishei, in Zokok Lishen. So whoever is Mechuyev in Pesach Rishon is Mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. Mashein Kin Gershon is Gaya in Pesach Rishon in Pesach Sheni. So he was a goy at the time of Pesach Rishon. He was not Mechuyev in any mitzvahs. So Memele is not Mechuyev in Pesach Sheni either. The Michael Mifle. What's the Machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Nosson? So the Gemara said as follows. Rebbe Soba Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzme. Sheni is a Regel Bifnei Atzme. It's an independent, separate Chiyuv. It has nothing to do with the Chiyuv of Pesach Rish. Reb Nosson Soba Sheni Tashlumim Derishinu. Reb Nosson says that there is no, that Pesach Sheni is not a Regel Bifnei Atzme. It's not an independent Chiyuv. It is Tashlumim of Derishinu. Tashlum of the Rishon. Tikkun el Rishon loy maskile. What does it mean by Tikkun el Rishon loy maskile? So Rashi says Tikkun el Rishon loy maskile means that even Reb Nosson, who says that Pesach Sheni is Tashlumim, but suppose someone was amazing in Pesach Rishon. He failed to bring a Pesach Rishon. Amazing. He knew that he was Mechoyim. But he just didn't do it. And then he brings a Pesach Sheni. So I would say that see, in view of the fact that Reb Nosson says that the whole halacha of Pesach Sheni is b'tiras tashlumim for Pesach Rishon, so memele it should follow logically that if someone did not bring a Pesach Rishon, he was amazed. But the Pesach Sheni he brought, so he should be able to be misaken. He's a very amazing, and he should be potter of Kores. So Rashi explains, the Gemara says, Tikkun el Rishon loy maskin lei, that he is not, that he cannot be misaken. Even though Reb Nosson's shita is that Pesach Sheni is not a regular Bnei Atzmei, it's only Tashlumim de Rishon, So the one could argue that in view of the fact that it's Tashlumin of Rishon, so even if someone was amazed in Pesach Rishon, but he brought the Pesach Sheni, he should be misaking. He should be misaking his Aveira and remove the Chiyuv Kores. So, even though it's Tashlumin, so Tikkun El Rishon LeMaskilin. In other words, if he was a Sheni, so then in Pesach Rishon he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But according to Rav Nosson, to be misaki. But if he was amazing, so he cannot be misaki. He cannot be misaki. This is how Rashi explains it. But the Rambam couldn't explain it that way, because the Rambam says b'feirush that the Rambam paskens like Rebbe, and the Rambam says that even according to Rebbe, Rebbe says that Pesach Sheni is not a shlumim of Pesach Rishon. That Pesach Sheni is regel b'fnei atzme. So even so, even though according to Rebbe, so it's regel b'fnei atzme, but if someone was amazing in Pesach Rishon, and then he brought the Pesach Sheni, so he's misakein, and he's not chayev kores, alach eskamo v'chamo, Reb Nosson. So it's a talachimer of logic. If according to Rebbe, that who says that Pesach Sheni is a regel b'fnei atzme, so still, in spite of the fact that it's a regel b'fnei atzme, and if he brings a Pesach Sheni, so he can be misakein the failure to be matri the Pesach Rishon b'meizi, alach eskamo v'chamo, according to Reb Nosson, that the whole chalitz din of Pesach Sheni is b'teiras tashlumin, that he certainly, if he was a lazy Pesach Rishon, and then he brought a Pesach Sheni, so he certainly can be misakein and remove thereby the Chiyuv Kores. So the Rambam certainly could not explain the Gemara that way. So the Rambam explains it the same way as it appears Rabban Hananel is explaining it, even though it's not explicitly spelled out by Rabban Hananel, but it seems that Rabban Hananel explains it that way, because the halacha is, if he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, even if he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, be amazed. But if he brings a Pesach Sheni, so then he's misake, and he's not high of course. But suppose he did not bring a Pesach Rishon, be amazed. He omitted to bring a Pesach Rishon, be amazed, he omitted. And then, Pesach Sheni, Amidale Biya, he tried to bring the Pesach Sheni, but he was anonymous, and he couldn't bring the Pesach Sheni. So one could say that in such a case, and Rab Hananya ben Akavya says that in such a case, if he's in Berisha, and in Bisheni he was not amazing, so he's not high of course. So in order to be high of Kores, according to Hananya, so he must be amazed in both, in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So in Meile, the Gemara points out that according to Reb Nosson, even though Sheni Tashlumim de Rishonu, Tikune le Rishon lo imaskinle. That means that if he was amazed in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he was an onus, so he's still high of Kores. He cannot be misakir by virtue of the fact that he was anonymous. He tried to bring a Pesach Sheni, but he couldn't. He was prevented by the circumstances to bring a Pesach Sheni. So I could say that should remove the Chiyuv Kores, because after all, he tried to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, but he was anonymous, honest, Rachman Patre, and Hananya ben Akavya says that the halacha is like that, that if he was amazing in Pesach Rishon and in Pesach Sheni, he tried to bring, but he was prevented from bringing, so then he's potter of Kores. But Reb Nosson says, no, Sheni tashlumim de Rishonu, but tikune le Rishon loy maskele. In other words, if he didn't affirmatively bring a Pesach Sheni, so then there is no way of removing the Kores. Only if he mamish bought a Pesach Sheni. This is how the Rambam will explain the Gemara. V'Reb Hananya ben Akavya sova, Sheni takamte de Rishonu. Sheni takam television. And Hananya ben Akavya says the chain is the contradiction that, in other words, that when is one mechuyev kores, only if he is a mezid berishay and a mezid b'sheini. But if he is a sheini to one, there is no mechuyev kores. Ushloshtom mikroecho dosh. All the three Tanoim, they deduce it from the psukim in the parashah in Balei Sfor of Pesach Sheni. Vo'yish asher utoy, uviderech loyon, v'chod alasis ha-Pesach, v'nichriso ha-nefesh ha-yi mi-amer, ki korban ha-dishem lo yikri b'miyadei chete yiso ho-yish ha-hu. So Rebbe darshens, vo'yish asher utoy, uviderech loyon, so v'chod alasis ha-Pesach, so v'nichriso ischai ebkoris. So Rebbe Sova v'chod alasis ha-Pesach v'nichriso v'lovat berish. There is a chiyuv kores if he was a mezid berish. So then there is a chiyuv kores. Then the Torah continues. Wait. Inam korban ha-dishem lo yikri v'me'adei b'shem. So now ki has different senses, different meanings. So sometimes ki has the meaning of if, sometimes it has the meaning or it has different senses. So Rebbe explains the key in the sense inam. Voish asher utoyo v'derech loyo. V'chod alasis ha-pesach. V'nich reso ha-nevesh ha-yim ha-me'o. That means if he's chod alasis ha-pesach pesach ishi. B'mezid, he failed to be makir v'pesach ishi. So then it's chayv kores. Ki inam. And korban ha-dishem lo yikri v'miyadei iname. Korban ha-dishem lo yikri v'miyadei v'shein. Or, even if in Pesach Rishne, he was not amazed. In Pesach Rishne he was a shein. But in Pesach Sheini he was amazed. So, korban ha-dishem lo yikri v'miyadei, so also chete yiso. And chete yiso means gods. We learn it out from Gadi, that just as Gabriel Gadev, this expression is used and it means a chiyuv kores, so here Chete Yiso also has the meaning of kores. So according to Rebbe, the Torah says two things. V'yish asher utoyeru v'derech lohoi. V'chod alasis ha-pesach b'meizid. So v'nichritzo ha-nefesh ha-yim mi-ameo, even though he was not amazed in Pesach Shein, as long as he was amazed in Pesach Rishon, so that alone is mechayevim. A gods. Then iname ki and oh korban ha-dishem lo yikri v'me'adei b'pesach sheini. He was amazed in Pesach Sheini. But in Pesach Rishni he was a sheini, genonos. But in Pesach Sheini he was amazed. He had the opportunity to be makriv and be amazed. He failed to be makriv. So he's also chayev, chete yiso. So he's also chayev. Alright. So Rebbe Sova v'chod la'asis ha-pesach v'nichritzo lo b'dorish. So there is a chiyuv kores if he was amazing in Pesach Rishon. Inam, or korban ha-dishem lo yikri v'miyadei. So what does it mean v'miyadei? B'sheini. So he is also chete yiso, he is chayuv kores. U'mimayin chete yiso koresu. Kosova migadei fayim v'vores Hashem. Uchzib v'vores Hashem v'noso chete. V'goma hai chete d'orchem v'chete d'osom. Mar lehalom kores, hai kores di kores alev shayi. So mimele, because the Kores is mentioned in Shlach, no Zochetei, that's Nebeya. But since Migadev, as Hashem Migadev has referenced to Boaz Hashem, so Migadev, the Torah says, is Chayiv Kores, so we understand that when the Torah says Nebeya, that Vino Zochetei, that also, that what is Vino Zochetei is Chayiv Kores. So we learn out, Exir Shobe, that when the Torah says Chete Yiso in connection with someone who was not amazed in Pesach Rishon, but who was amazed just in Pesach Sheni, that all he's also Chayiv Kores. Malo Alum Kores Afkanam Kores. V'Rav Nosson Sova. Rav Nosson says that ki is to be understood in the sense for, because. V'hi ish asher utoy. V'Rav Nosson Sova v'chod la'asis ha-pesach v'nichef. V'yish asher utoyev, uviderech loyev, v'chod alasis ha-pesach. So, v'nichas alev shamim ha-meo. Why? So the Torah says, ki, before, קורבן עד השם לא יקריב, ואני דהי קירו של דהו, ואורך כל מרחמונה, דהו קורבן עד השם לא יקריב מיידי ורישה. Where is the calling to Rebbe? Bemiyadi means lo yikriv miyadi as reference to Sheni. So according to Rav Nosson, Kimi has the meaning of four. Four because Korban Adishem, he was not makrim bemiyadi in his time. That means in Pesach Rishon, Yudalad Nisan. So Mimele, he is Mechuyev Kores. So that's why he's Minichiso. So, for Yisha Shautoya, Uderech Lohoya, Bechot Lasta Pesach, Minichiso HaNefesh Hayim Ameo, that means he was amazing in Pesach Rishon. So he's v'nichreso. Why v'nichreso? Ki korban Hashem lo yikriv miyadi. Because he's amazing. He failed to be makril in Pesach Rishon. But suppose in Pesach Rishon he was a sheni kohen onus. And in Pesach Sheni he was amazing. Then there's no chiyuv koras. Because miyadi, according to Rav Nosson, has reference to Pesach Rishon. So the Torah says, "V'nichris ha'nefesh ha'im me'amer." So there is a chiyuv kores for one who is amazing in Pesach Rishon. So what's the pshat in Chet Yiso? Why does the Torah have to mention again Chet Yiso? So on the contrary, Rav Nosson says, "V'abchot la'asta pesach v'nichris odai ki yoshin doho." V'olkom rachmoned okom adishem liyikru me'ati. Birishi, hay Chet Yiso mayobid lei. So it's a perfluous Chet Yiso. Kosov amigadi iflam ha'im v'varas Hashem. But what is Megadi if one is Mizamel Abinizor? So we don't know that there is a Chiyuv Kor. We go Mahai Chetid Yosom, Mahai Chetid Yoche. Mahoche Kores, Aposom, Kores. V'chanan yib nakav yesova. V'chod alas is a Pesach v'nichriso. I korban ad Hashem lo yikriv miyadi. But it really means if. But according to Rav Nosson, it means if, in the sense, either or. But according to Chananya ben Akavye, so it's if, but it really has the meaning of end. In other words, he did two things. V'yish asher utoyer v'derech lo'oy. V'chot alas is ha'pesach. V'mezit in Pesach Rish. If in addition to his failure, v'mezit, to be machir in Pesach Rishon, it's lo yikriv miyadi, he was also amazing in Pesach Sheni. So memeile, then there is kores. So in order, so according to Chananya ben Akavye, when is there a chiyuv kores, if he was amazing in both, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Hilkach. Hizi bozeh uvozeh, divrei hakel chayit. So if one is amazing, Bein b'Pesach Rishon, bein b'Pesach Sheni, so everybody agrees that is chayiv kores. Zivu chananya ben Akav. Shogat bozeh ubozeh divrakul potter. So even Rebbe will admit that is potter. He's in berishe v'shogat b'sheni. Suppose he is amazing berishe and he was not makri a Pesach Sheni. But why wasn't he makri a Pesach Sheni? Because he was a sheni, k'donos. So le Rebbe will have nosen l'chayiv. ורב חנן יבן עקב יהיה פוטר, שוגג ברישי, ואיזית בשני. Suppose he was a sheik in Pesach Rishon, and then in Pesach Sheni he was a mazi, so לרבי חי, ורב נוסן, ורב חנן יבן עקב יהיה פוטר. So we see two halachas mentioned by Rebbe. One halacha is that according to Rebbe, so Gershon is Gaia בין שני פסוחים, or Kotnche, Nisgadir, Binshnei Psochim, so he's Chayiv Lases Pesach Sheni, because it's a regular of Natsu. A second halacha we see from Rebbe, that if he was a Sheni, he was a nonus, in Pesach Rish, and then in Pesach Sheni, he was amazing, he's also Chayiv Kores. Now, so we flew, superficially it should appear, that since the Gemara says, Daf Tzadik Gimel, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, V'chein Koton, Shei Higdil, Bin Shei Pznei Psochim, so Chayiv Lases Pesach Sheni, Dibre Rebbe, and the Gemara says, Rebbe Mekayimi. So in other words, so the Halacha of Rebbe, the Koton Shei Higdil, Bin Shei Pznei Psochim, is Chayiv Lases Pesach Sheni, Gershon is Gaya, Bin Shei Psochim, Chayiv Lases Pesach Sheni, and the Halacha of Rebbe, that Shei Gei Berishen, ומייזית בשני ישראל, it's they stem from one concept, from one principle. That's how it appears from this Gemara. Why? What's the principle of Rebbe? Kosova Rebbe, that Shein Yirego B'fnei Atzmi. So in other words, so that's the reason as to why Gershon is Gaya B'shnei Psochim, is Mechuyev to bring it to Korban Pesach, because it's Rebbe B'fnei Atzmi, it's an independent Chiyum. It's not with Teiras Tashlumim for the Rishon. And then we see that Rebbe says that Shogak B'sheini, Shogak B'rishe, V'hizit B'sheini is Chayev Kores. And Rebbe says, and that's also because Pesach Sheini is Rebbe B'fnei Atzmi. So it should follow that Gershon is Gaya B'shnei Psochim. Or Kotten Shehigdil B'shnei Psochim. And he was, so he's Mechuyev according to Rebbe to bring the Pesach Sheini. Suppose he didn't bring the Pesach Sheini, he should be Chayev Kores. Certainly, Tomei Biderech Echeiko. Tomei, if he was in Tomei Biderech Echeiko in Pesach Rishi. And then Pesach Sheini, he was amazing. He is Mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheini. But, be amazing, he did not bring the Pesach Sheini. So he should also be, he certainly should be Chayev Kores. Even Gershon is Gaya. It follows logically, it seems to follow logically, that inasmuch as the Gemara equates Rebbe Saloche of Shegei B'Pesach Rishin U'Meizi B'Sheini, that is Chayev Kores, with the Aloche of Gershon is Gaya B'Shnei Psochim, so is Mechuyev Lo B'Pesach Sheini, because both stem from the principle that Pesach Sheini Rebbe B'Fnei Atzmei, so it should follow that Gershon is Gaya B'Shnei Psochim. He's mechuyev to bring a Pesach Sheini. Suppose Bimezi did not bring a Pesach Sheini. Kotten Shehigdeo B'Shnei Psochim. And he did not Bimezi bring a Pesach Sheini. So he should be Chayev Kores. Certainly, Tome B'Darech Echeiko B'Pesach Rishon. And then, in Pesach Sheini, he was amazing. So, he should be Chayev Kores. That's how it appears. But let's see how the Rambam passes. In regard to Gershon is Gaya B'Shnei Psochim, in regard to Kotten Shehilu B'Shnei Psochim. So it's the Rambam only mentions that he's Mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheini. He doesn't say that if he didn't bring his Chayev Kores. So the implication is that he's not Chayev Kores. But it's not explicitly spelled out. But the Rambam spells it out in connection with Tomei B'Darech Echeiko B'Pesach Rishon. And he's in the Pesach Sheini, that he's Potter of Kores. So if Tomei B'Darech Echeiko, where he was a Jew, was Mechuyev no mitzvahs, but he was a Tomei B'Darech Echeiko. So it's, and then he's it B'Pesach Sheini. He's it B'Pesach Sheini. So he's Chayev Kores, al haskamo b'chamo. He's not Chayev Kores, so al haskamo b'chamo. That Gershon is Gaya B'Shnei Psochim, so he's certainly Potter of Kores. The Rambam says as follows. Perik Hei Milchas Kom Pesach Halochav. Mi Shehoyo Tomei Bishre Shashchides HaPesach. Shein Sheikh Dinolo. Oy Shehoyo Biderech Echeiko. Oy Nena Azbeine Sache. Oy Sheshogat Vulo Hikri Verishe. Hari Zemei Bi Pesach Vavor Solchil Shashin Bin Avoy. Ushchides Pesach Zed Mitzah Sese Bifnei Atzmi Vdeiches HaShabes. Shein Hashem Mitzah Shum Rishno Ed Bifnei Atzmi Vdeiches HaYom Lekom. Keitzah. Aruch HaBeitz, מי ששוגעת אוי ננס ולא יקרה בראשי, אם היזית ולא יקרה בשני, חייב קורס. ואם שוגעת אוי ננס על בשני, פוטר. So he mentions, he passes, like Rebbe, that שוגעת ננס בראשי, and היזית בשני, is חייב קורס, like Rebbe. ואם שוגעת אוי ננס על בשני, פוטר. היזית ולא יקרה בראשי, how is the makre b'shein? So that's the Rambam. So that I mentioned before, that he's chilek on Rashi. Rashi says that even according to Rav Nosi, he cannot be misakin if he was amazing Pesach Rishon. And the Rambam shita is at the other pole. In other words, that even according to Rebbe, who says regu b'fnei atzmei, but if he is makre b'Pesach Sheini, so even though he was amazing Pesach Rishon, he is misake, and there is not chayev kores. So he is it v'lohikri v'rishen, הרי זה מקרה בשם, ואם לא יקרה בשם, אף על פי ששוגעת, הרי זה חייב קורס. But suppose he was amazed in Rishen, and in Sheini, he tried, but he was an anonymous, so he forgot. So he still chayv kores. Shami was a true korma, the shem vim yade. We hold your maiz. Avo misho yotom yo yuse. Oy bidarach echeiku. Vivo yoso eso ishe. Avo pishe izit bisheini. Avo pishe izit bisheini. In chayv kores. Shekwon nifta. Kesach rishen min hakores. So the Rambam says, if he was stoned, oy bidarach echeiku. In Pesach Rish, and then in Pesach Sheni was amazing. So he's Potter of Kores. Why? Because he was a Tomil Darache. So I heard from my father, that the Pshat in the Rambam means, why does the Rambam distinguish between Shogad Vinelas Berishe, Vehizi Bisheni, so he's high of Kores, and Tomil Darache of Berishe. When he's a Bishayin, he's part of Kores, because when is a Chayev Kores? Only when the Gabriel was Mechuyev, in Pesach Rish. So, Sheyik or even Onus is not a Ptur of the Mitzvah. Not Potter. Onus Rachmane Patre. Sheyik certainly is not Potter. But even Onus is not a Ptur. It's a Ptur of Onshi. Manarav is Asadom. It's a Ptur of Onshi. But it's not a Ptur. Onus. So Meile, if he was a Sheyik or an Onus in Pesach Rish, so that means Mechuyev he was in Pesach Rish. But he's Potter of Onshi. So then, if he's amazing, Pesach Sheyik is Chayim. Ma Sheyikei, if Tomei Vidarech Echeiko, so that's a Ptur, he's Potter. It's not Onus. And the Raya that Darech Echeiko is not the idea of Onus, because what is Derech Echeiko? If he's min amidim ulechutz, Rav Akiva says. In other words, the 12 mil, 60 mil, the 12 mil. Achlekes Rambam and Rashi. So, if he's beyond midim, Erech Pesach, so that means if he'll start walking towards Yerushalayim from midim, he will not arrive in the Bisa Mikdosh at the time to be makhluk, because it takes more than 6 hours min amidim olachutz. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean? It takes to walk, to traverse 16 mil, 15 mil, so it takes 6 hours. So mele, if it's min amidim olachutz, so if you start walking as a pedestrian, so then he will not reach the Azor by the within the time that you can be makhluk the confessor. But suppose he has a chamei or a peret or a gomel, and he can come in 20 minutes, he can arrive in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says that as long as by way of a pedestrian walking, so he will not be able to reach the Azore, so he's considered a recheiko. If the aloch of the recheiko had been a din of Onus, because he's far away, he can't approach the Azore. But if he has an opportunity by riding on a camel to approach the Azore within this man Shchitas HaPesach, he shouldn't be considered an Onus. And still the Gemara says that he is an Onus, that he is the Derech Echeiko. So it's a Raya that the Derech Echeiko is not a din of Onus. It's a Ptur. So when is the Derech of Kores according to Rebbe? Only if he was Mechuyev Pesach. So then, it's amazing, Pesach Sheini, so he's Chayev Kores. Masha'i came to me that after Chayko. So he was Potter of Pesach Rishon. So even though he was amazing in Pesach Sheini, he's Potter of Kores. Obviously, one was in this guy of the Shnei Psochi, or Kotin Shehid of the Shnei Psochi. So he's Mechuyev to bring in Pesach Sheini, but there is no Chayev Kores, because in Pesach Rishon, he was not Mechuyev. The Raimed is Masi. Omar Avron, עכשיו סייסר הזמור, ומה ישנה תומי בדרכי כה, והיא זה בשני משני יקונן אז ברישן ובשני. זה הכל כלל ב... So according to Rebbe, that Shogak ברישן, והיא זה בשני, is חייב קורס, so ממילא, even תומי בדרכי כה, ברישן, והיא זה בשני, is also חייב קורס. He's also חייב קורס, and according to Rebbe Dosen, naturally, so Tomei Vidarech Echeiko Pesachishin, Behizi, Bisheni, is Potter of Kores, but they call it Rav Nosson, so the same thing is true of Shogak, Behizi, Pesachishin, Behizi, Bisheni, is also Potter of Kores. But the Rambam passes like Rebbe, so you should pass in both that is High Kores. So the Rambam is Chelik and Rambam. But that's the Shittus around. Now, then the Rambam also says, in regard to Noshim, now, there is a machlekes, Reb Yude and Reb Yaisi, as to whether Noshim, Berishin Rishus, or Noshim, Bishen Rishus. So, the Gemara says that the Kala from the base, Isha Berishin, Sheikh Tinolam with the Yatz, ובשני איסי מייסות חילו לאחר. דיר רבי יוד. So he shown Pesach Rishim, so you can be much to become Pesach for her alone, not together with others. But in Pesach Sheini, only together with others, but not for her alone. Rabbi Yeisi Eimeir, Isha Bishaini, Sheikh Nolel Bifni Atzmo, Vim Tzorach Lema Berishim. Rabbi Shimon Eimeir, Isha Berishim, Isha Bishaini, Isha Bishaini, So there are three things. Now, how does the Rambam pass? So let's see how the Rambam passes in regard to Noshim. In Pirkei Luches Kom Pesach Aloch Eches, the Rambam says, now Noshim Shenitchu L'Sheit. Now Aloch Ezayin, you mentioned that word. So the Rambam only says Chayim last Pesachim, but there is no Chiv Kores. It certainly follows that according to the Rambam there is no Chiv Kores. Even by Tom Bilar Checheiko, Pesach Rishim, and Yizid Pesach Shein is not of Kores. Certainly, Gyashim Kaya Mishni Psochim, so there is no Chiv Kores. Then Naloch Eches, he says, Noshim Shenitchu Vishem, Bein Mipnei Yoenes Vashgog, Bein Mipnei Hatumo Viderech Checheiko, Hari Pesach Shein Ilohem Rishus. So he passes that Berishin is a chayv. Noshim Berishin is chayv. And Bishen is Rishus. Why Bishen is Rishus? Because actually it should be Rishus in Berishin. Because it's Mrs. Sessin has my home. But there is a special Zerzakos. We got to Matze that even though it's Mrs. Sessin has my home, so called she has to go to Chomet, she has to go to Matze, and the same Aloche applies to come to Pesach also. So that Zerzakos applies to Pesach Rishin. But it does not apply to Pesach Shein. So Memele, the Rambam passes that Noshim be Pesach Rishin is Chayvo, even though it's Mangrome, but be Pesach Shein it's Rishus. Noshim shenitchu l'shein, bein mipnei yoenes vashgog, bein mipnei hatumo viderech chayko, hari Pesach Shein ilohem Rishus, urotzu sheikhtin, urotzu ein sheikhtin. Urotzu ein sheikhtin. Now the question is this, since the Rambam said before, the Gabay Anosh, that if he was a Sheini to Yonus, a Sheini to Yonus, in Pesach Rishon, and he made it in Pesach Sheini, what does it mean made it? It means he had an opportunity to be Makriv, and he didn't. He was aware of all the facts, but, and still, he failed to be Makriv in Pesach Sheini. So the Rambam passes that Eines Hesheini Pesach Rishin, and Meizid be Pesach Sheini, and Meizid be Pesach Sheini, so he is Chayv Kores. Tole Midarech Recheiko be Pesach Rishin, and Meizid be Pesach Sheini is Potter of Kores. So Memele, so the same Aloche should apply to Noshim also. Because, in other words, the Tif and Nishi, who was a Shigeges or Anusom, in Pesach Rishin, and then in Pesach Sheini she was a Mizido. She had an opportunity to make him as a Sheini and didn't. She should be Chayeles Kores. If she was Tomei Midarech Recheiko be Pesach Rishin, and then in Pesach Sheini she was a Mizido, she should be Potter of Kores, like an Ish. But what the Rambam is, in Haloch Eches, Noshim Shenitchu Rishini, Ben Mipnei Eines Vashgogo, בין מפני אטומה ודרך רחיקו, הרי פסח שני לא הם רישוס, Rotsu Sheikhatim, Rotsu Ein Sheikhatim. So, Rotsu Ein Sheikhatim. Not only in respect to Nitru, Mipnei Tumah De'Arachim, but also in connection with Ines Ishgogo. Now, Ines Ishgogo, so the Aloche is, Vayish, that if he was a Sheikhik or an Ines, the Pesach Rishen, and the Mezid in Pesach Sheni, he should be is Chayv Kores. So by Yishit should also be the same Aloche. But the Rambam equates Nitru Mepnei Enes Vashgogo and Nitru Mepnei Tumah V'Derachayko in both. Hari Pesach Sheni Lohem Rishus, Rotsu Sheikhti, Rotsu Ein Sheikhti. So what does it mean, Rotsu Ein Sheikhti? But you'll be Chayv Kores. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Rotsu Ein Sheikhti means nothing. She will not be chayeves any onshin. But why? Why is Rotzein Sheikhati? Bishleim in connection with Nitru, Mipnei Tumah V'Derech Recheiko. You understand? So, Tumah V'Derech Recheiko, so there is no Chayev Kores. It's just a mitzvah to be makrim. If someone was a Tumah V'Derech Recheiko in Pesach Rishon. So there is just a chiyuv, a mitzvah saseh, to be makrim Pesach Sheni. So, that mitzvah saseh applies to a man, it doesn't apply to a woman. Masherim came in connection with Nitro and Mipnei Enes Ushgogo. So, by Ish, the halacha is that Enes Ushgogo Pesach Rishon made Pesach Sheni is Chayv Kores. Because he was Mechuye. And Noshim in Pesach Rishon, they are also Mechuye. So how can the Rambam say, Rotsu Sheikhti, Rotsu Ein Sheikhti, is discretionary with her? It shouldn't be discretionary with her. She should be forced to be makhir kol. Otherwise, she'd be chayev kores. So why? And the Rambam says, rotzu sheikhatim, rotzu ein sheikhatim. So we have to understand. And then we have to understand the whole halacha. It is obviously true what I heard from my father, that the reason is why the Rambam distinguishes between Sheikhi Goyenes with Pesach Rishon Umezi with Pesach Sheni and the case of Tomer Midarachayko with Pesach Rishon Umezi with Pesach Sheni is because Sheikhi Goyenes, so he had no Ptu on Sachon apart. So Mimele, if he's Umezi with Pesach Sheni, he's Chai. Masherim Kein, Tomer Midarachayko is a Ptu. Sorry, it's not in view of the fact that it's a Ptur, so Mimele, if even though he's in Lazy Pesach Sheni, he's not Chayev Kores. But the question, if the Gemara had said that Rebbe just holds that Mezit, that Sheyeik Oyein is the Pesach Rishon, who made the Pesach Sheni is Chayev Kores, and nothing else. So then we could say that when is one Chayev Kores according to Rebbe, only if he was Mechuyev Pesach Rishon. But if he was not Mechuyev Pesach Rishon, not. So Sheni Benis Mechuyev was, but not with Chachmah Lepafe. So Memele, if he is amazing, Pesach Sheni is Chayev Kores. Tomi Darachayko was Potter of Pesach Rishon, so even though he was amazing, Pesach Sheni, so he's Potter of Kores. But the Gemara says that the other Itamai, that the reason is why Rebbe said, Chayev Kores al Rishon and Chayev Kores al Sheni. What does it mean, Chayev Kores al Sheni? Chayev Kores al Sheni means that even if it was an honor with Pesach Rishon, and the maize eaten Pesach Sheni, so it's Chayev Kores al Sheni. Why is it Chayev Kores al Sheni? Because, Atli Tamaye, because Rebbe says, Gershon is Gaia Mishnit Tochen, Chayev Kores al Pesach Sheni. And why does he say Chayev Kores al Pesach Sheni? Because Rebbe with Niatzme. So it's Mashma that Pesach Sheni is itself the Mechayev. Not the Pesach Rishon. If Pesach Sheni is itself the Mechayev is not Pesach Rishon. So even by Gershon is Gaia Mishnit Tochen, should be Chayev Kores. So then you will say, no, Gershon is Gaia Mishnit Tochen, not Chayev Kores, because one is not Chayev Kores for failing to be makriv a Pesach Sheni. Only for failing to be makriv a Pesach Rishon. So the question arises. But the Gemara says, V'ad mitamaye. So that means that the reason is why Sheyik Berishet, V'hizit b'sheni, Sheyik Berishet v'hizit b'sheni is Chayev Kores, is because it's Chayev b'fnei atzmei. So that chiyuv of Korom Pesach, of Pesach Sheni, of Chayev b'fnei atzmei, is also Chayev Kores. So you can gash in his gaya, and certainly Tom and the Heiko, and the Reibitz, I say, not an Abbe, according to Rebbe, Tom and the Heiko is also half chorus. So probably, according to Rebbe, gash in his gaya, which is Sochim, and be easy, be shamely, he's also half chorus. But the Rambam Paschus, that gash in his gaya, which is Sochim, be easy, be shamely, got in Shaykh, which is Sochim, be easy, be shamely, or even Tom and the Heiko, be shamely, be shamely, he's Porter of chorus. But why? The whole reason is to why? The Rebbe says, "Is shige goyinit v'pesachishin v'heize b'sheini is chayv kores because rabbi taime that regel b'fnei atzme. If the tami is regel b'fnei atzme, so even by gashen is gayer and the tami that is recheiko should also be chayv kores. How is the Rambam mechal? Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam." In connection with Hizi b'Pesach Rishon, and then he was makriv a korban Pesach in Pesach Sheni. So according to the Rambam, he's Potter of Kores. In as much as he was makriv a Pesach Sheni, so that takes off the chiyuv Kores, even though he was amazing in Pesach Rishon. According to Rashi, so even our Libet of Rav Nosen, he remains mechuyav Kores. Now, so in other words, so Rashi and Rambam are at opposite poles. There is more of a reason that he should be potter of Kores according to Reb Nosson, if he was in the case of Hizi Berishen, Veishogak, Hizi Berishen Vehikrim Bishen, Vehikrim Bishen. So there is more of a reason that he should be potter according to Reb Nosson rather than according to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, it's a Rebbe with Nehatsi. So why should he pater? It's a regular answer, it's a regular chiv, it's nothing to do with Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Rishon is Mehubeshuli Yochel Iske. But according to Rebbe, the whole Chalizdin of Pesach Sheni B'Tiras Tashlumin. So then, one could argue with cogent logic that if it's his Berishon, then it was Makri, a Pesach Sheni. So, since it's B'Tiras Tashlumin, so he should remove the chiv Kores. So Rashi Shite is, that even according to Reb Nosson, who says that the Chalizdin of Pesach Sheni is Mitiras Tashlumin, but if he was a lazy in Pesach Rishon, even though he's Makri in Pesach Sheni, he does not remove the Chiyuv Kores. And according to Rambam, so even according to Rebbe, who says that Rebbe b'fnei atzmei, but if he was a lazy in Pesach Rishon, and then he was Makri in Pesach Sheni, so the Chiyuv Kores is removed. So the Rambam, Yodah Hazoko, and Rashi here in Sochim, Naftali Gimu, are at opposite poles from each other. Now, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, has a compromise sheet. So the Yosomeach points out that the Rambam Yodah Hazoko was chaser from the sheet of Sefer HaMitzvos. He wrote the Sefer HaMitzvos first, and then Yodah Hazoko. So the Rambam was chaser. What does the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos say? The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos distinguishes in regard to this case of Hizit b'Pesach Rishon v'Hikri Pesach Sheni. So the Rambam in Chazaka says, if according to Rebbe, he remains his potter of Kores. And Rashi says that if according to Reb Nosson, he is chayav. The Rambam says as follows, according to Rebbe, the chiyuv Kores is not potter. If he is mezid b'rishen, and then he is makri b'sheni, so the chiyuv Kores is not potter. According to Reb Nosson, however, who says it's not regel b'fnei atzmei, so even tashlumim, since the whole din is the chaliz din of Pesach Sheni, b'tiras tashlumim, so memele, if he was a mezid b'Pesach Rishen, and then he was makri b'Pesach Sheni, so he's makri b'sheni. So that is the Ashiles Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, but Mir Chazoko Yos Chayzer. Now let's see the Loshin of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzvah Nun Zayin. Hi she tzivonu vishchit ala Pesach HaSheni, mi she nimna memenu melishchit Pesach HaRishon. Vi omre yisale bachidesh HaSheni bin Arbaim yasu eis. ומחמיש למק שמוקים שלי קשורה, לא מעט עומד לפסח שני. וזה סייסר מה שהגדמתי בשיר השבי, ביום רחוב, שדין מצווה או לא ימנה מצווה בפני עצמו, ולמונה מצווה בפני עצמו. V'yimonim mitzvah lifnei hatzav. So the Rambam has in Shir HaShvi klal that we don't have, that if there is a certain mitzvah, and then there are certain halokim of the mitzvah. So we don't have to enumerate every chilek mitzvah as a separate mitzvah in your mitzvah. It's one mitzvah with halokim. So the question is, here too, it should be, why does the Rambam enumerate? One mitzvah sasei, mitzvah nun hei, lishchei des ha-pesach v'im ha-bozolis. And mitzvah nun zayin, shetzibon lishchei des ha-pesach ha-shein. It's one mitzvah. In other words, it's halokim of one mitzvah. In other words, that one is mechuyer originally, to at the very outset, to be machri v'pesach ha-dalvisen. But in case he wasn't machri v'ha-dalvisen, he is mechuyer to be machri v'ha-dalvisen. So it's halakim of the same mitzvah. Why should it be? Why should these two be enumerated separately? So yeda makshi kushiyazu shachachomim cholku b'pesach sheni im yie kedino vishen o yiu tzivu miyuchok uposko haloche sheutzivu nema b'fnei atzmei ufichochol u'neisi b'atzmei. So he says that's talking about machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Nosson. Tzivachnan kod Rav Nosson. That the whole chal is din of Pesach Sheni with Tiras Tashlumin, so it's a chilek of one mitzvah. So the Rebbe called it Rav Nosson, so it shouldn't be enumerated as a separate mitzvah. So it's one mitzvah. But we pass like Rebbe, and since we pass like Rebbe, so it's Rebbe of Natsmei, so it's a separate mitzvah. See, Yidam Akshikush Yezu Shachachom Cholk Pesach Sheni with Yekid Novish. או יהיו הוציבו מיוחו, ופוסקו ההלוכה שהוציבו נמר בבני עצמי, ופיכו חולו בבני סיבה עצמי. ובדמור אומרו, חייב קורס על הראשון וחייב קורס על השני. דברי רב, רב נוסן אימר, חייב קורס על הראשון ופוטר על השני. רב חנן אם לקה ואימר, אף על הראשון אין החייב, אלא אם כן לא עושה השני. וישור התלמוד ויומא, במייקו מפניה. רב סובר רב בבני עצמי, ורב נוסן סובר תשלום דרישון. הנה כבר ביארנו, מה שקיבני לו. ושום אמרו, יותח, היזי בזה ובזה, כלים אשר לא יקרו פסח ראשון, ופסח שני ובזה עוד אין דמחק לחי, איב מקור מתחנן מן הקווי. שוק רק בזה ובזה דמחק לפוטר, היזי בביש ושור ובשני, ורבא חי, וגם נוסע חי, ומתחנן מן הקווי לפוטר. וכן, אם היזי ברישה, והיקרו בשני, סורה שסייל זה קורא את הבואו את הישחי. ורמבם סייל זה תיב מקור את הרבי יזבות. היזי ברישה ושני, בוט היא, אז יפה מיצו שסייל. וכן אם היזה דרישן ויקרו בשני, הוא חייב לרבא. אבל מה אתה קורא את רב נוסן? לפי שאין לידייתי תשלום מן הראשי. בגלל זה רבא לפני ארץ. אז זה אומר שתי. זה אומר שתי. אז there is another difficulty in the Rambam, which doesn't even make sense on the surface. Pirkei Luchas Kom Pesach Haloch Hal. Mi sho yotomei bishas shchitas ha-Pesach, shein sheikh dino, oi sho hoyo b'derach rechiko, oi nenas b'ein esachim, oi sheshok ha-avlo yikri b'lishe. Hari ze mei vi Pesach ba-avroso rechidish ha-shein edun ha-bay. ושחיטס פסח זה מצווה ששי בפני עצמי לבוא יצחקו בפני עצמי לתשלום בידי חס השבוס שאין השם לי תשלום מלבישה אלא רגע הוא בפני עצמי לפי חוך חיוב עם אולוב קורס. So the Rambam says, why is there a חיוב קורס for פסח שני? Why is there a חיוב קורס for פסח שני? Because it's a regal בפני עצמי. But the way, I mean, the logic would make sense the other way. In other words, so he says, there is a chiyuv kores for Pesach Sheni. Why? Because it's a regal b'fnei atzmei. So that makes the Rambam more difficult. Now the Rambam distinguishes between Sheni Koyenes b'Pesach Rishon v'Hizi b'Sheni. So it's chayukos. Tomei b'Darach Rechayiko b'Pesach Rishon. ואיזה בשני פוטרקורס. גר שנסגר היום בפסח ראשון ובפסח שני פוטרקורס. Kotten Shein, du bist Achis und bist Achis, he part of Kores. So, if we assume that Chiyuv Kores is not based upon the fact that it's an independent Chiyuv, so then we can understand. So, Adrab, Pesach Rishe, if he was a Tomil Derech Rechiko, or Gershel Yitzgaya, so he was never Mechuyev in Pesach Rishe. So then he was amazing Pesach Sheini, for being Mevatel, the mitzvah of Pesach Sheini alone, there was no Chivko. Mashiach came, he was a Sheini Koreides in Pesach Rishe, so Mechuyev he was. But, Onus Rachmane Patre, Sheini Rachmane Patre, but if it sees it Mishaini, so then he can be Mechuyev. But the Rambam says that the reason as to why there is a chiyuv kores for Pesach Sheni. When is there a chiyuv kores in Pesach Sheni? According to the Rambam. Almost a Sheni in Pesach Rishon, but he is in Sheni. So why is there a chiyuv kores? Because Shein Hasheni Tashumim Rishon, Elohego Bifnei Atzmei, Lificho Chayovim of Kores. So the chiyuv kores is not for the Tashumim of the Rishon. The Chiyuv Kores is for the independent Chiyuv. If the Chiyuv Kores is for the independent Chiyuv, why is the Kores? Manefsheh, if there is Chiyuv Kores for the separate Chiyuv Pesach Sheni, so by Gershon Yitzgaya, by Tomil Derech Rechiko Pesach Rishon, so he should also be Chayav Kores. So the Rambam says to himself, Neu Bei, he explains it, with the reason that makes the logic work the other way, Adrabe. He should have said, She'asheni tashlumim l'rish. That's why it's Chayav Kores. So then we would understand as to why, by Shogu Karim it's Pesach Rishon, and he's in the Pesach Sheni, he's Chayav Kores, because there is a Mechayev of Pesach Rishon, he was Mechuyev in Pesach Rishon, but he was part of Onshin because Onus Rachmane Patre. So now that there is an amazing Pesach Sheni, so then he's not an Onus anymore because he could have fixed it, he could have misacted it. Mashiach Kitonim Derechiko, so he's Potter. So the Mechai of Pesach Rishon is lacking. So we know there's no Chiyuv Kores. So the Rambam should have said, Adar Rabbi, She'ein Hasheni Chiyuv Bifnei Atzmei, Elo Tashmim Rishon. That's why it's Chayav Kores. But the Rambam says, Shein Hasheni Tashlum Rishon Rekuf Natsri, Lifiro Chayav Morov Kores. So Monev Sheach, if the reason is why it's Chayav Kores, because Rekuf Natsri, so Pesach Sheni by itself is a Mechayav of Kores. So by Gershon is Gaia, by Tom Vidar Recheiko in Pesach Rishon, he should also be Chayav Kores. But the Rambam says by Gershon is Gaia, Tom Vidar Recheiko. So that there is no Chayav Kores. So we see that the Rekuf of Natsri by itself is not a Mechayav of Kores. And here he says, the reason is why, by Sheikh Yom is in Pesach Rishon, the amazing Pesach Sheni, his Chayav Kores, is because it's the Rebbe of Natsmei. As if the Rebbe of Natsmei had been the Mechayev of Kores, but it's just the other way around. He's only Chayav Kores by Sheikh Yom is in Pesach Rishon, the Rebbe of Sheni, dafke because the Rebbe of Natsmei by itself is not the Mechayev. It's the Pesach Rishon is also the Mechayev. There is a loch of Tashlumi by Kol Mechadilim. So the Mishnah in Gigat Avteh says, Mishel Chob Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, if he didn't bring the Kol Mechadilim on the first day Yom Tov, so Chagig is Kol Arekel, Yom Tov Achin Shel Chag. So there is Tashlumi Kol Shit. There is Tashlumi Kol Shit. Then the Gemara in Gigat Avteh mentions in Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yishai. We pass like Rabbi Yechon, like Rabbi Yishai. What's the nature of the Tashlumi of Kol Shit? So, Rabbi Yechon omar Tashlumi l'rishon, v'Rabbi Yishai omar Tashlumi zeh l'zeh. So Rabbi Yechon says that Tashlumi Kol Shigo is Tashlumi of the first day of. That means the Mechayev of Kol Mechagigi is the first day of. But if he didn't bring the first day of, so he has Tashlumi the second day, the third day, the fourth day, Kolchim. Kolchim. And even when I'm Sukkah, so you should not tell us, has Tashlumi, four Sukkahs. That's Rabbi Eich. Rabbi Eich Yorma, Tashlumi Zelazer. Rabbi Eich says, no, the Pshat is not that the Mechayev of Kom Chagiga is the first day only. And then, if he didn't bring the first day, so he has to make up. So he has to bring the second day, the third day, to make up for the chiyuv of the first day. No, it's Tashlumi Zelazer. Just as the first day is Mechayiv in the Kom Chagig. Why? Because it's Yom Tev. It has Bishalayim of Yom Tev. So the second day Yom Tev also has Bishalayim of Yom Tev. So the second day is also Mechayiv. It's Tashlumim Zelazeh. So the Gemara says, my binai, what's the argument? Omer Reb Zeire, Chiga Beim Rishin, Nispashi Beim Shein Nikilnai. There's a special Zer Sakosuf, that one, a lame person, a Chigeya, so is potter of Riyend, of Kom Chagig, potter of all these things. So suppose on the first day, Yom Teh, he was a chidim. And then he was cured. The second day he was already cured. He became a poshut. So, does he have to bring the Kom Chagig on the second day? Rabbi Eichen and Oma Tashlum L'Rishin. The Mechayev, according to Rabbi Eichen, is Tashlum L'Rishin. So the Mechayev of Kom Chagig is only a further Yom. And the reason is why, if he didn't bring on the first day the Kom Chagig, he has to bring on the later day, so it's because to make up for his chiyuv of the first day. So Meile, since it's b'teiras tashlumim for the first day, and he was a chigalim rishim, so he never became a choyev. The second day is not mechayev. So true, he's not lame on the second day. But the second day is not mechayev. Only the first day is mechayev. So, kim v'chozem v'ishim v'chozem v'shem, rebei sh'oma, tashlumim ze v'ze. Aval gav l'chotze b'rishon chotze b'shem. But Rabbi Yishe holds that it's Tashlumim Zelazeh. So not only the first day is Mechayev. The first day is the first day, so Melech becomes Mechuyev on the first day. He couldn't become Mechuyev on the second day, at the very outset, because he already became Mechuyev on the first day. But the second day can also be Mechayev in its own merit. So Melech, Chiyya b'rishon b'nishmash b'masheini. So he's Mechuyev mitzad the merit on the second day. He's already a poshut. So Tesis says it's off. Mitzorchi, according to Rabbi Yechon, we pass like Rabbi Yechon, the Tashlumim L'Rishon. So Mele, Chiga Berishay, Chiga Berishay, v'nispashet b'sheini. So then there is no Chiyu Tashlumim L'Rishon. So, but it's according to Rabbi Yechon that Tashlumim L'Rishon is, suppose it would be just the reverse. Poshut b'rishim l'chiga rishim. And poshut b'rishim, so he was mechuyev to bring the call. But he didn't. Now the second day, so there should be tashmud. And the second day, he's a chiga. So mi am b'no, kiv d'chiyuv alei rami, b'rishim. So we po kamene, yafak ab d'hashter l'choze, oy diume kim da shlum zel ze oy diume kim da shlum ba khiyu le motze maysele hoy ve ibi bi ele habe ba voye mi u rabeshe lo im khaf de bach mix is sort of correction the correction is the meaning so Tritzen says it's all according to Rabbi Yechon that tashlum berishen so me meilech chiga berishen nispash b'msheni he certainly fought. Because there is no tashlumim, I mean the mechayim is lacking. But suppose he's poshut b'rishay, v'chiga b'rishay, v'chiga b'rishay. So he became mechuyev b'rishay. But is mechuyev b'teiras tashlumim to bring the kom chagigas tashlumim for the rishay? He became mechuyev. So we can argue both ways. We can argue that he is mechuyev because since sheni. He is mechuyev only b'teiras tashlumim for rishay, and the rishay became mechuyev because he was not a chigeya. So in other words, he failed to fulfill his faith, so he has to make up. So true now is late, but he's mechuyev not because of now. He's mechuyev to make up for his failure, for his omission b'rishay. So memele, he's mechuyev even though he's a chigeya b'shem. Oh no, the Miri says that there is no shayla, that there is no, so Tesis says it's off. The Miri says it's a double portion. that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Tashlumim Yeshiva is Tashlumim Derishin? Is Tashlumim Derishin? So Mimele, if he's Poshet Berishin, Vechidya Bisheini, so he's Poshet. He's Poshet. He's Poshet. Now, I really don't understand the Mimele, and I don't understand why Taisa says so. Poshet Berishin, Vechidya Bisheini, it seems to me that according to plain common sense, since the whole challah is deep of Giget, Tashlumim Kol Shivo, is Tashlumim for Rishen, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so which day is the Mechayev of Kol Chagig? The first day. And the reason is why he has to bring it. And the other days are not. If he failed to bring it on the first day, because Tashlumim to make up for his omission. Now, he was a Poshet Berishin, so he became a Chuyeh. He's a default. So he has to rectify his omission. So what if he's Chidya B'Sheini? But he's not Chayev because of now. He's Mechuyev to make up for his failure and his omission of Rishen. So who cares that he's a Chidya B'Sheini? So why does this is a Sophic? And why does the Miri say that he's not a Poshet? That he is Mechuyev, that Poshet B'Rishen B'Chidya B'Sheini is certainly, but so apparently there are two kinds of tashlum, and that's the shayla, and that's the shayla in this verse, and that's the loneliness of the meal. Now we can raise that question in regard to Kol Chagigo, that is tashlum in Kol Shivo, and we can raise the same question in regard to Kol Pesach, that is tashlum in Pesach Sheni Dal Biyah. So what's the pshat of Tashlumim? Does Tashlumim, let's say, Gavri Pesach. So does Tashlumim mean that the Gavre is Mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheni in order to rectify his omission and his failure of Pesach Rishon? So the purpose of the essence of the Tashlumim is by way of Tikkun Hanus. Now wait, he omitted something. He was a default. So the Torah gave him an opportunity to make good his default, to rectify his omission, his failure, his chet, to be misakin his chet. And if he's misakin the chet, let's say by being makin called Pesach and Yudal B'Iyah, so it will be considered as if he wasn't, as if he didn't sin. He'll be misakin the chet. So it will be considered as if he was machriv, as if he was machriv b'fesachish. That's the pshat of Tashlum. Or, now in the same way, there it's the Rabbon. Let's say, what? The Rabbon also has to be explained. Let's say, Tfilas, there is Tashlum. So if one forgot to daven shachris, he has to daven tush b'nesres, minch. So the first b'nesres is minch. The second Shminesre is Tashlumim for Shachris. So what's the Pshat Tashlumim for Shachris? In other words, he has a certain default, a certain omission, a certain failure. So the Chachamim said he can rectify his chet, his omission, his default. In other words, by davening another Shminesre,